This is the Student Hour, student radio for the city of Portland. The Student Hour is powered by AM 1450 KBPS, the voice of the Portland Public Schools. Brought to you by Portland Radio Project 99.1 FM, your nonprofit community radio station, online at prp.fm. And brought to you by KBOO Community Radio 90.7 FM and KBOO.fm. Also brought to you by X-Ray KXRY 107.1 FM and 91.1 FM, online at xray.fm. This is the Student Hour.
This is the Student Hour, student voices live from Portland. I'm here with
Austin,
Jesse,
Rosa,
Jacob.
And today I'm here with Chris. He actually works in PPS, and this is his last day today. Say hi, Chris.
Hey there.
So today we're going to be interviewing him about his time at Benson. Yeah. So, Chris, what's something you enjoyed about working Benson?
You know, what I really like about Benson is how accepting and how warm everyone's made me feel here between the staff members and the students. There's such a diverse student body here, and same with the staff. It's just a very supportive and warm place to work.
What's something you disliked about working at Benson?
I mean, there's nothing I would say that I disliked about working here at Benson. It's been a lovely job, and it's a lovely place to work.
That's a pretty good attitude to look at things.
Yeah.
What's something you're excited at working at your next school?
The next school is going to be a completely different job. Here I was a paraeducator. I got a position at Pioneer as a therapeutic intervention coach, so it's going to be a completely different job. It's going to be working with younger students. And it came with a nice pay raise, so that is the reason why I'm leaving, because it's a good opportunity for my family and I.
Yeah, that's always great. What's something you'll miss about all of us?
Walking around in the hallways and seeing so many familiar faces. That this is my third year here, and I feel like I know the majority of the school, and I love working with people. I'm such a people person from young to old. I just like conversations and meeting incredible people, and I've met some incredible people.
That's awesome.
And now we're each gonna say something that we'll miss about you. So Chris, I don't really know you that well, but whenever I saw you in the hallways, you were always pretty nice, and I really appreciate that because there's not that many nice people in the world, and that's always good to have positivity.
Thank you. I make it a point to try to be kind and throw smiles around like it's confetti.
I'm also going to miss how nice you are.
Thank you.
I'm just one to miss, just in general as well, what Cindy also says, like, there's, like, not that many nice, I guess you say, yeah, nice people around, but, like, you know, they're pretty chill, and I'm gonna miss that.
Thank you.
Something, honestly, I'm gonna miss about you, Chris, is the fact that we bond because of the band. My father likes fish, and the fact that you like it, fish. So, honestly, I'm gonna miss that. And I'm also gonna miss just seeing you throughout the halls, and like, I'm gonna miss the daily fist bumps I get or the high fives. You are definitely a good motivational person, and you make me happy. And that is going to be something that I feel like with another staff, it's gonna be hard to find that with another staff that you can actually be chill with, you know.
Rosa, when I remember freshman year in physics, you pointed the sticker out. You knew what the band Fish by his sticker. And I was like, holy cow, this is the coolest person in the school.
Yeah!
I really appreciate you, Rosa. And
thank you.
You'll be missed.
Thank you.
I know we're neighbors, but I'm going to miss seeing you just basically all day, every day. Because that was like the one good part of coming to school, was getting to see you and just doing my thing.
Thank you, Jacob. So, I appreciate that. And yeah, I live right across the street from Jacob, so I'll see him daily still. But
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Chris. This has been a great interview. And this has been the Student Hour with Sydney, Austin, Rosa, Jesse, Jacob, and Chris.
It's an honor to be here, guys. Thank you. She's a lover, not a fighter, but she has it so well. I'm not the time bomb.
myself. And it's just not right. The way she's keeping it in, overtaking my mind, trying to keep it inside, but she knows she's getting under my skin. So baby, why don't you wear your heart out? Yeah, baby, no, don't you take it back now. I've been spending my time trying to figure it out, but nothing is the same when you're not around. So
hello, listeners to the Student Hour. My name is James, and I've recently been to the Knightley concert. And actually, here with me, I have one of the fellow Benson students that actually went. So, would you mind telling the audience your name?
My name is Jason.
Okay, so what was your favorite out of the three bands that played, you know, Nightbreaker, Knox, or Knightley?
I'd have to say Knightley, even though I really enjoyed Knox.
Yeah. For me, I think Knox was definitely my favorite of them. What was your favorite song that was played?
My favorite song that was played would either have to be Radiohead or Navy Blue.
Yeah, Radiohead is a pretty good song that's still stuck in my head.
Yeah, I cried when they played that song, so it was great.
So would you say you had quite a lot of fun at the concert?
Oh yes, I had so much fun at the concert.
And would you also recommend that people listen to these bands?
Yes, please listen to these bands.
Well, what's your favorite of the Knightley songs?
My favorite Knightley songs are... Oh, God. They're on my playlist. I forgot some of them. But 20-something, Radiohead, Like I Do, The Movies, and I feel like there's another one that I'm forgetting, but I'm sure I'll remember it later.
Also, what was your favorite moment during the concert?
I don't know. I enjoyed a lot of it. I'd have to say, like, the props and stuff, like with the telephone or the when he put on the alien eyes. I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah, that was epic. But I wish I could have gotten closer to the stage so I could have, you know, gotten some stuff and everything.
Yes, I wish I was closer to the stage. There was a lot of people that was, like, up close that... they were taking their phones and recording, and I was like, oh my God, I wish I was that person. Like, could you imagine, like, the band Knightley? They have your phone and they're recording, like, with your phone. I don't know, that's something I would, like, so treasure forever.
Yeah, but for me it seemed like the bass player really stood out from, well, everyone else in the Knightley band.
I'd have to say so, yeah.
Well, like, yeah, the props were also amazing there. Like, they had they had one of those old-timey telephones.
Phones, yes.
And, like,
was also kind of surprised with how loud everything was, because that was my first concert.
Honestly? Really? Was it?
Yeah.
That was my first concert, too. That's awesome. Oh, my God. I'm so glad I got to experience my first concert, like, nightly. I'm glad. Like, that was a great choice. So.
Yeah, it definitely seems like it was. Like, also, just remember, bring friends to concerts. It's not much fun alone. This has been James and...
Jason.
Thank you for listening to the Student Hour. Goodbye and have a good rest of your day.
And I'm on the ride home, some other time zone. You're in my head like a song. Stuck in the traffic, and all of the static. It's your voice that's playing along. Yeah, I think of you, awake in my pain, touching my head, singing Radiohead. And I'd say forever, but that feels too soon for me to ever not be close to you.
Listeners, this is Ebony from AM 1450 KUPS. Today I'll be talking about my playlists and like the different moods and the different songs that I put on there for my different days, you know what I mean? Okay, so first I have an everyday playlist, which is just like my music that I listen to every day. It has, like, a lot of chill songs, but it's, like, music you still dance to, kind of, in the car. You, like, nod your head to. There's a lot of SZA. I have, like, 7 songs from Control album. I really love that album. And a lot of Frank Ocean and Janae. I always just add songs to this. It's like probably, oh, it's actually 10 hours and 54 minutes long. Oh, and there's some Drake and Bryson Tiller on here. My favorite song from this album right now is Let Me Explain by Bryson Tiller. I just love that song. Oh, or Mercedes by Brent Faiyaz. These are just songs that put me in a good mood, and oh, I just love them. And then my next playlist is called Feels. So this is like my just vibes, just a playlist full of vibes, really. some Daniel Caesar, more Frank Ocean, some Jay-Z, J. Cole, some Rihanna. We got Gary Rafferty. I don't even know who that is, but Right Down the Lane, I love that song. So that's why I put it on here. And then we have Miguel. You're always going to have some Miguel. And then I have a Christmas playlist. Well, we got, like, I don't know that many Christmas songs. So I only have, like, 10 songs on here. But we got Stevie Wonder. I don't know these other artists, but, yeah. I listen to my Christmas playlist in the summer sometimes, just for funsies. Oh, and then we have this playlist. I named it Oh We Hurt because it's for when I'm sad. And sometimes you just gotta let out your tears, you know? There's a lot of Her and Daniel Caesar and Tamia and Beyonce. Because when I'm sad, I listen to Beyonce. And she just puts me in a better mood. Oh, and I have a Beyonce playlist called Beyonce. Just has all my fave Beyonce songs. Right now, probably, what song is my favorite on here? I would say Kitty Cat by Beyonce. It's my fave. And then I have another playlist called Shirley Temple Me. And basically, this playlist is for if I'm feeling like, I don't know, if I'm feeling vibey, like Bob Marley vibes. It has, like, a lot of reggae on it. I really like this playlist. So, my music varies. It really bounces everywhere. Oh, and then I have a basketball playlist that I listen to sometimes when I'm working out. I don't really like wearing headphones when I'm working out, but I have a playlist just in case I'm playing music at practice or, like, I'm at the gym lifting. And then I have nights. Oh, and then I have a playlist for my mom when my mom's in the car because she does not really like all my music. And then I have a Drizzy Drake playlist. I have a lot of playlists. You just have to keep them a bunch for your different moods, honestly. And then I have one called Bomb.com, which is like, these songs are just so good. And I don't even know how to explain that one. Then I have one called AAE. And this one is for, like, if I'm hanging with my friends and we're just, like, listening to music, vibing, talking. And then I have a Drizzy playlist. Drizzy Drake. You gotta have a playlist for him because he just has so many different songs. And yeah. So, again, my name is Ebony from AM 1450 KBPS. Thanks for listening to the Student Hour on KBPS, PRP, and KBOO. You won't let many promises, many promises, but they always spread. You won't let many promises, many promises, but they always. If you'd like to support the Student Hour, please consider donating to our program at kbps.am and donating to our sponsors, Portland Radio Project. Your support of PRP helps programs like the Student Hour stay on the air. For more info, go to prp.fm and click on the big red heart, KBOO Community Radio. Support KBOO online at kboo.fm and X-Ray. Support X-Ray online at xray.fm. Thank you for listening.
Hello everyone, I'm Joseph Fiander, and this is AM 1450 KVPS. I am here with
Colby
and Jose,
and we'll be talking about horror movies. So Colby, you got this idea cooked up for us. Why don't you start off this conversation?
Yeah, I love horror movies. I'm like, I have a huge horror movie collection. I have every single Scream movie. I have Terrifier 1 to 2. I have almost every single Rob Zombie movie. I have a bunch of more. I have a bunch more horror movies to buy, but I'm a huge horror fan. The first horror movie I ever watched was actually Terrifier 1, which is my favorite horror movie. Terrifier 2 is better, but I prefer the first one more just because it's more, like, I guess you could say, nostalgic. One movie that I saw that I found interesting but I didn't like was Lights Out, which I'm pretty sure everyone here has seen.
I don't believe I've seen it.
Actually, Lights Out was my first horror movie that I watched. It was actually recommended to me, and it was one of the most one of my most favorite ones out of the. Actually, no, I like Scream better. I'd say Scream's my second movie, horror movie I watched, and I loved it.
Yeah, I watched Lights Out, and it was fine, but it honestly was kind of bad. It felt weird, and I didn't really like the villain. Like, if I'm correct, the villain became like a shadow person just because they were exposed to a lot of light or something like that. It was a really weird, uninteresting plot, and I did not like how the villain was created.
I like how it started, but other than that, like, I don't like how it started, because it started with, like, knowing what the villain is weak to. Like, yeah. Knowing its weaknesses, and that kind of, well, like...
Yeah, the idea of Lights Out's a very interesting concept. If I'm actually correct, it started as a horror short, which, if that is true, that it should stay a horror short.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's interesting where, you know, the villain only moves in the dark. I like that idea. But when you put it into, like, an hour, 2 hour long movie, there's really not a lot to build off of that. Like, it's kind of hard to make something out of basically nothing. I mean, Jose, what do you think?
I have not even heard of this movie. When did it come out?
I'm not sure, but it's been...
Actually, I can look that up right now.
Yeah, it's been a few years.
I'm going to say 2016, 2015. Yeah, 2016. It gives more character. But we're going to have to edit this conversation out,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, which you're doing that. Yeah, so as he said, 2016, which that actually sounds about right.
Yeah. It did feel like a 20... You know, there was like a... Like, I feel it's 2016, okay. 2015.
I actually will admit, though, Lights Out feels like an A24 film.
I can side with that.
Like, it's... I mean, I love A24. They make really good movies, but, like, it feels kind of just... It feels what I imagine an A24 film would be like, except bad. But, I mean, Jose, what are your thoughts on, like, taking a short and making it, like, a two-hour-long movie like they did with Lights Out? Do you feel like it's a good idea?
I don't think it's a good idea, because considering what you said, that it's a short, there's not enough to build off of it unless that short has, like, a lot of info on what the character is about.
Yeah, like, the whole thing from Lights Out was, I mean, like I said, it was cool, you know, but if I'm correct, the villain was created just due to, like, an overexposure of some sort of, like, light treatment, because I think the character, like, before they became that monster, they were afraid of the light, I believe, so to, like, they were basically to, like... get them past that fear, they overexposed them to light, which, like, destroyed them, made them some sort of... It was super weird. It made no sense, and I remember, like, thinking, well, this is an interesting movie, but everything that it's done is just kind of bad and bland, and it doesn't really make me want to go back to it. One movie, though, that I always end up going back to because it's perfect in literally every way is Scream 1.
Is what?
Is Scream 1. You can.
I have to agree with you. Scream 1, I watched it. I loved it. I loved the villains. I loved the main character. I like how it was set up. It felt realistic.
I love the meta commentary as well. That's what I love about Scream, is how it's making fun of the genre that it's that's a huge part of.
I'll be back.
I mean, without Scream, horror would be a kind of bland, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, technically it's not horror movies, but analog horror. Stuff like that stuff that I find, I always love horror that's realistic, that you know could happen.
No, that's actually the thing with horror that I don't like, is that a lot of it's very unrealistic. Like in the Saw movies, they're interesting movies, but like in realistically that would never happen. If it did, it would happen once. Like it's not something that you would hear about and see all the
Friday
time.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah,
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, stuff like that. Like, it's not realistic. Or in Terrifier 2, there's a scene, I can't describe it on air, but it's very, very gruesome. And, like, it actually caused people to throw up in the theater. And, like, I'm sitting there, I'm watching, like, it's, like, really bad. But I found it almost a little amusing just of how, like, over the top it was. Because you're sitting there, and it's, like, it's just so over the top. It's just so over the top that you're like, this is just kind of weird. Same with like Saw. It's like,
it's over exaggerated.
Yeah, it's over exaggerated. Yeah, it's like, yeah, like with Saw, it's like everything, especially with like the jump cuts, which is like the hardest part for the for me to watch, is how many cuts there are when like when the scene's going on, because it's just bouncing from like left to right.
There's
left
too
to
many
right.
movies. I think it should have been three.
There should have been one. Saw one's is good. Everything else is bad.
I think if they did it correctly, now I haven't seen any of the Saw movies.
I saw Saw 1 and I saw Saw 10.
That's such a jump.
Yeah, those are the movies I've seen.
From what I know, is that they did the thing where it's like, man, we need to make another movie. Let's just do a pre-sequel. I think if they made like three movies where it's main timeline, the pre-sequel, and then after the main timeline, I think that could have been
that could work.
Setup. Yeah,
Jose. I mean, have you seen any Saw movies? Like, do you know anything about Saw?
I've seen a lot of, like
clips.
Clips. I've seen a lot of clips or like people doing like a review of the Saw movies.
Yeah,
they look according to like the videos I saw, they looked pretty good. But the way that you're saying it, how like it should have just stayed to like maybe three. I agree with
that. They're not like necessarily bad movies, like they're fun to watch, but overall they're kind of just bad. Like another issue I have with the movie itself is that they try to make the villain out to be a good guy, because they're like, well, he doesn't technically kill anyone, they kill themselves, which is just false. Like, that's just not a thing.
That is like,
yeah, it's like
murder with action. You're like, hey, you better pluck out your eyeball or else you get like
killed.
Yeah, it's that's like, not like they do that to themselves. It's like you put them there. Yeah, in that situation.
You're putting them there. If they fail, like you're killing them. Like,
yeah.
But like the people, like I think it was Saw 3. There's an interview where like the director's like defending the main guy. It's like, no, he's a good guy. Like, he's a good guy. It's like, no.
But like,
didn't
like some of them just not deserve it? Like,
no, there was I don't remember. I don't remember what it was. But like, one guy did something just very like a very basic, not serious crime,
mm-hmm.
and was put through a really horrible situation. It's like, this guy could have just maybe like went to jail for like a month and be fine.
Yeah.
Or like one guy was put into a trap because he was a drug addict. It's like yeah, that's...
He's such a twisted mentality.
Yeah, it's like...
A goofy goober.
The Saw movies are really just kind of bad once you really look into it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also how I feel about the horror genre as a whole. Like, it's hard...
What about Halloween? Have you guys seen Halloween?
Halloween.
I've seen Halloween. It should have just stayed to, like, two, to be honest.
Honestly, the whole movie, all of them just kind of are bland.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of the Halloween movies, per se, but I heard, like, the recent one was not that good.
I like the first Halloween, like, the original one, because of the way they use the killer and the way, like, everything goes together, but I've watched Halloween Kills and Halloween Ends. Halloween Kills wasn't terrible. I wouldn't watch it again. Halloween Ends was god awful. Like, there was nothing good about it. I also watched the Rob Zombie remake of Halloween, which I actually did enjoy that movie. Definitely wasn't the best horror movie I've seen, but it was unique and I like what they did with it. But overall, I feel like the Halloween series is just bad overall.
Yeah, I per se have not seen a lot of horror movies, but I've seen The Kill Counters, if you guys watch, what is it, Dead Meat, right?
Yeah, it's Dead Meat. I love Dead Meat.
Oh my god. That's how I haven't watched any of the Saw movies, but I watched all of the Kill Counters for them, and it was really cool.
Yeah, Dead Meat's like probably my favorite YouTube channel right now. Okay. I watch them all the time.
Nexpo is someone I recommend. They break down.
I'm familiar with Nexpo. I don't watch them as much, but as I used to, but I do watch them whenever I see them.
Nexpo's really good.
One YouTuber I really like, his horror ARG videos is Wendigoon. He makes really good horror ARG videos. Jose, what about you? Are you familiar with like ARGs at all?
I'm familiar with Dead Meat. I'm not too familiar with the other two, but I'll look into it.
A horror ARG, I don't know if you've seen any of them, but they're really interesting. Like, they have really cool plots, but it's kind of just staring at pictures for like... It's like they're usually not like that long, but you're just kind of staring at a picture until something happens. I mean, they're really they can be really unique. Like with what was it, the Mandela Catalog? If I'm correct,
Mandela Catalog.
Yeah, that one's a really interesting horror ARG. Now, personally, I don't like watching it because it feels very boring and like, again, you're just like kind of staring at pictures and listening to audio with nothing like serious happening. But I really
know what you're talking about.
I do like the lore and like everything that is involved with it. Another movie, I don't know if you can consider it a horror ARG, but one movie that I did actually really like to watch is Skinamarink. It's super interesting. I still don't fully understand what was going on in that movie, but it was really interesting. I loved the cinematography. At a very weird and like creepy filter, the audio was perfect. Like something as simple, something like a door opening was unnerving. Like I really liked how everything just felt so off and felt so weird, and you're just kind of waiting for something to happen. It never quite happens, but you're still just on the edge of your seat the entire time. I love like that. That is genuinely like a perfect horror movie because it does everything right with horror. Another movie too that I actually really do feel like does everything right is Trick or Treat. I don't know if you guys have seen that movie.
Yes, that's actually what I was going to talk about was have you guys seen Trick or Treat?
I watch Trick or Treat every single Halloween. I actually just bought it 2 weeks ago. Like, I love that movie.
I actually knew a friend that actually dressed up as the main villain and had, like, the lollipop and everything.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking about dressing up as Sam.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not sure because I don't really dress up for Halloween anymore. But
honestly, no, I feel like... No, I know this will sound mean, but I feel like you're most of a legit a ghost face person. I feel like you'd look either better as, like, Ghostface or Michael.
I try to dress up as something different every year, and I've already been Ghostface.
What about Michael?
I feel like I don't like Michael Myers.
How tall are you again?
I'm 6'2".
You can pull off Michael.
I don't like Michael. I don't like the Halloween. I don't like Halloween movies. I don't want to dress as Michael Myers. Also, I don't want to have to, like, spend a bunch of money because you have to buy, like, a boiler suit or whatever, and I don't want to buy those because I'm not going to wear it ever again.
That is true. Actually, that's what I focus on when I do costumes is I try to, like, choose something that I
don't I just wear. Buy a mask, usually, because I don't, like, I just, like, wear normal clothes and then buy a mask that's going to get rid of the mask.
The purge mask. You can do one of those.
But, Jose, have you seen Trick or Treat?
I have not seen Trick or Treat. I do not dabble that much in horror movies.
You need to get into the horror genre because it is really, really cool. But you need to watch Trick or Treat.
Yeah.
It's an anthology movie, so it can be a little confusing until the end. But it's perfect. I actually heard that they're making another movie. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but I've heard some rumors going around about a second Trick or Treat. Which, I mean, if that's true, I have no complaints. I love Trick or Treat. One movie, though, that I actually really like, and I feel like it gets a little too much hate, are the Candyman films.
Really?
Yeah. They're respected, but a lot of people also kind of hate on them, which I think is unfair. They tell a really good story about, depends on the movie, but I believe in the remake of Candyman, it was all about gentrification and, like, the impact it has on black communities. I believe Candyman 1, like the original, I could be wrong because I haven't seen that movie in a while, was just about racism and police brutality. It does a really good job incorporating social issues into a movie that is honestly just really, really good. Now, I doubt you guys have, I doubt Jose, you've seen that movie?
I really want to watch Candyman.
It is. I bought the first movie, like the original one. I need to watch, I think they made three. I need to watch 2 and 3 if they made 3. And then I need to buy the remake because I actually did like the remake. Which actually, that goes into my another point. What do you guys feel about remakes? Like just in general, but like when it comes to horror stuff.
Okay, remakes or reboots?
Remakes. Reboots are just bad usually, but remakes.
Yeah. Remakes. If they do it right, it's good.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't dabble that much into them.
I try to avoid remakes because it's usually just the same thing over and over again. The only remake I watched that I enjoyed was Friday the 13th remake, but that's only because they made Jason more human and not just like some like impossible stopping force that like no matter what happens to him, he'll just walk it off. Now, he was like that in the remake, but he felt more realistic. Jose, I'm sure you've never seen Friday the 13th movies.
I have not, but I will.
Okay. Yeah. It's, you're not really missing anything. I recently just watched part 1 to 4 last Friday, which, you know, Friday the 13th.
I know I haven't seen the movie, but I've watched clips and
you're not missing much at all. Like, when I was watching them, I honestly found them comedic because of how just bad they were. Like, they're fun to watch. I'd watch them every, like, Halloween, but they're nothing, like, special. One thing though that I do like is Halloween 3. I doubt you guys have seen that movie. but it actually has, it's not even a Halloween movie. I don't remember exactly what happened, but they had an original name and then they changed it to Halloween because I think they thought it would sell better, which it kind of did, but also bombed because people were expecting a Halloween movie and it was not a Halloween movie. Like, it was something completely different, didn't have Michael Myers at all, like nothing from Halloween, but it's still a pretty good movie. Like, I wish they just kept the original title and just made it its own thing. What about you guys though?
Personally, my favorite Halloween movie got to be The Nightmare Before Christmas. Got to be my favorite one.
That is the perfect movie, just in general.
Yeah, peak.
Like, literally nothing bad. I have no complaints about that movie at all.
Yeah, I love Jack Skellington. He's just a really cool character. I love the Pumpkin King. Come on now.
Every character is just the best.
Oogie Boogie.
Like, they all do their jobs perfectly.
Oogie Boogie had such a small screen time, but he is still such a fan favorite.
Also, you can watch a movie on Halloween and Christmas, so it's perfect.
Did you actually know there is a Nightmare Before Christmas manga?
No.
It's called Zero's Journey. I didn't read it that much into it, but I found it at a Hot Topic.
It sounds really interesting. Jose, though, what about you? Do you watch, like, any movies on Halloween, or...?
Last year I did because my mom didn't want to go trick-or-treating. Uh-huh. But yeah.
What movie was that?
I believe we watched. Yeah, I'm not remembering.
Okay. Okay.
I did.
Do you remember what happened at all?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
I know it was one of those horror movies where like you like really have to like kind of hide what you're seeing because of it's that scary.
Oh. Okay.
But I can tell you that I have watched the last two final Halloween movies.
Okay.
Halloween Ends is like,
it's, yeah. Those two movies are just bad. Like I'm sure you're gonna get to this point, but on Halloween Ends, Michael Myers takes like eight Magnum shots to the chest, multiple blunt force trauma. I think a stab to the gut, a stab to the back, and now he's a normal guy. Like he's just a absolutely completely average guy, because they retconned all of the old ones. So Halloween 2018 is a direct sequel to the first Halloween. So Michael Myers goes to the penitentiary. That's that to Halloween 2018. Then Halloween Ends and Halloween Kills. So he's a completely normal, average, 60-70 year old guy who can just survive all of that somehow.
He listens to David Goggins.
Like, I honestly, yes, he has to. Because
he has to, like, listen to that. Like,
yeah, like, he literally took 8 shots to the chest. Which, just right off the bat, like, that's done. But he got stabbed in the gut.
3, maybe.
Stabbed in the back, multiple blunt force trauma to the head, and he's just walking off. He's 60.
Have you guys seen Pet Sematary?
Which one? The remake or the original?
Either one.
I watched both. I think they have, like, a second Pet Sematary. I like the original one.
Yeah, I do remember that.
I never saw the second one, but then I watched the remake, and I did not like the remake. Mm. The original was the best.
I never really watched it, but I heard a lot of good things about it.
The most overrated horror movie, though, in my opinion, is Children of the Corn. I've watched that movie. It's nothing good. It's bad. Honestly, it's just a bad horror movie. They've milked that franchise to death when it's already dead, and then they remade it, and it sucks. Like, it's just overall bad.
Okay. I don't know if it'll really classify as a horror movie, but you guys excited for the FNAF movie coming out?
That's a horror movie. It's a horror game, so it's a horror movie.
It is considered as a horror
movie. I guess I wouldn't find it scary personally, but like,
Well, I don't find horror movies scary. Like, I've only seen one horror movie that scared me, and it was like for a split second, and it was just a really cheap jump scare, and that was it. And I wouldn't say it scared me. It more shocked me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like a little shocked that it happened, but I wasn't like scared at all. It was Conjuring 1, I believe, that got me for a second, which I actually watched all 3 Conjuring movies. Conjuring 1, not terrible. Conjuring 2 was basically a comedy. Like, it was so hard to take that movie seriously. And Conjuring 3 took me like 4 days to finish.
Yeah. Well, we have been running off some time now. Yeah. So let's all sign off. I'm Chil Susk. Right.
I'm Colby.
And I'm Jose.
And this was the Student Hour. We are part of the KPS student staff, and we'll see you all on the next show.
This is the Student Hour. Student Voices for Portland, powered by AM 1450 KBPS.
now aired on Portland Radio Project 99.1 FM and PRP.FM, on KBOO 90.7 FM and KBOO.FM, and on X-Ray, KXRY 107.1 FM, 91.1 FM, and X-Ray.FM.
Hey there, my name is Razor, and I'm here with...
My name is Jacob Patterson. I'm the KBPS radio broadcasting instructor.
That is very true. He is. Trust me, I know. He's not catfishing. He is here with me. Anyways, I'm here to ask you some questions, if you don't mind.
I'm excited. I always love an opportunity to talk with students.
See? He's awesome. Well, here we're starting off with question one. Who is someone you look up to?
Wow. I'm kind of drawing a blank at the moment, honestly. Someone who I look up to.
Do you want me to answer the question and then you listen to me and then maybe you can think of something?
Well, sure. Well, who's something you look up to?
Someone I look up to is my mom, because no matter how angry or moody she gets, she always gets whatever she's trying to do done, and she gets it done and it looks amazing in the end.
Mm-hmm. That's a great answer. The first things that come to mind are like my parents, my father, who worked tremendously hard day in and day out to provide, you know, food on the table and a roof over our heads, and, you know, grinded through the tough parts of life. But where I was, what caused me to stop and like hesitate was, I'm trying to think of the name of the person. I can't think of their name, but they're a famous celebrity. He was just super smooth and super cool, and I was gonna name drop them and say something along the lines of, like, no matter what they do, no matter what they say, they always maintain this really cool reputation. And I can't think of who I'm thinking of, the name of who I'm thinking of off the top of my head. Embarrassing. I'm a little tired. It was back to school night last night, a 12-hour night.
Yeah, it's okay though. We can always talk outside of the mic on that one. Well, here's number two. Tell me your favorite dish and a story about it.
Well, right now my favorite dishes are being made by a new person in my life, and I've been sharing some of these pictures on social media. And for example, and she is a heck of a cook. Last night made this, it's like a chicken sauce and pasta kind of thing. So they boiled bow tie pasta with a little bit of like oil and butter, and put the pasta aside, and then seared some chicken breast, and then put in some heavy cream and a little bit of sun-dried tomato, a little bit of spinach, a little bit of garlic, a little bit of onion, and like, OMG, it was so good. It was so good. But, you know, made a great pasta salad not too long ago that was pretty simple. It's just a different type of colored noodles. You boil the noodles and then dice up a little bit of fresh onion and a little bit of fresh bell pepper, a little green bell pepper, a little red bell pepper. And then secret sauce, Italian seasoning, Italian dressing. And just a little bit of that, and just toss that thing up, and holy moly, simple but delicious. And now you've got the recipe.
Here you go, folks. Steal that recipe. Anyways, that sounds delicious. I genuinely want to try that now. Here's a good
five thumbs up.
Oh, yes. And that's coming from Jacob.
Someone who only has two thumbs.
Here we go. What motivates you?
You.
Oh, thank you.
Students.
Aw.
In my third year as the teacher of this program, it is the students who show up every day and try their best that is the true inspiration for me. I mean, sure, my teachers before me, my colleagues, my life experiences are inspirational, but in this moment in time, there's nothing more inspirational than my students who are trying and doing their best and showing up every day and giving it their all, even on days that maybe they don't feel like they're all. And, you know, unfortunately, on some days, I can't say that about every student, but it's those students that have those moments that just make me bring my energy to the table, too.
That's good. Honestly, energy and motivation helps other people as well, and positively. Possibilities are endless with all that positivity.
Yeah. Heck yes.
Yes. Here's a question that some people find hard to answer. What's your favorite childhood memory? If you don't have one, that's okay.
It's not that I don't have one. It's that it's hard to pick from them all. Favorite childhood memory? Oh, my goodness. I don't know why this is popping into my mind. This human that I recently referenced over summer took me to see the Barbie movie. Yes, I will admit on tape, I saw the Barbie movie, and it was a good movie. Mark my words. Go spread the rumors. Patterson loves Barbie. But the childhood memory I'm thinking of was around 4th of July when some of my good friends would get Barbies, and they would strap bottle rockets and things to Barbie, and the rest you can probably fill in with your imaginations. But you know, having that innocent childish fun when you're that age is something that you will always remember, because it was fun. But and then when you get older, you get my age, you just don't do those things anymore. You don't want to do those things anymore, because you grow up, you mature, you have different interests and different passions. And anyway, I don't blow up Barbies anymore, but that might have been one of the first childhood memories that popped into my mind for some weird, crazy reason.
That is okay. Thank you for giving me inspiration. So, where is one place you want to visit or really enjoyed visiting?
I've never traveled outside the United States. And honestly, I'm not someone who's really passionate about traveling. I'm not I've got to see the world kind of person, but I would love to experience something outside the United States, just to experience a different culture, a different world, go somewhere south of the equator, go to South America, go to Asia. I had friends growing up that spent a couple of weeks in Japan, and that really influenced them for the rest of their lives. Those kinds of things are really cool. If I could go anywhere, the number one place I would go, believe this or not, I would go to Alaska.
Ooh.
And I would go hang out in the middle of the woods in places where the only way you can get there is by a plane, and hang out with the moose and walk across the river so thick full of salmon that you could walk across the river.
That sounds amazing and fun. Oh, Alaska. Anyways, what brings you to a good mood?
You guys. I mean, again, it's back to the inspiration. I am dead dog tired today, I'll be honest with you. It was a 12-hour day yesterday, and here until 7:30 at night. And getting to meet families and parents and at back-to-school night is a lot of fun for me. That's one of the funnest moments. I mean, obviously, because you were there, you got to see kind of that energy and that atmosphere, and I love that. However, the next day, I'm dragging tail pretty hard. And so I'm having the kind of one of those days where my energy isn't where I want it to be. And then a student comes up to me and says, "Hey, will you jump in the studio so we can do an interview?" And I'm just like, boom, yes.
That's amazing. You need a well-deserved coffee break. And I do appreciate you for having this amazing energy when I asked you. I really do appreciate this.
Yeah, heck yeah, it's fun. I love it. And you're learning, and you are experiencing what it's like to conduct an interview, and these skills, these valuable skills that you're learning, are going to help you in your career, no matter where you go.
That's awesome. Thank you. I appreciate that. Next question: if you could dress up as anybody, who would it be, and where are they from?
The first thing that comes to mind is the different Halloween costumes that I have in my closet that I'm considering pulling out for our Halloween haunted themed homecoming dance in a couple of weeks. I have a classic Burger King costume.
Ooh.
Just like the old Burger King commercials where they had the creepy face and the whole nine yards, even down to the white tights. I've thought about wearing Burger King. I haven't done it yet. I've got a, like a 1930s, 40s gangster style, like pinstripe suit, kind of like gangster throwback. I wore that to homecoming last year because it was like a 1920s themed thing anyway. I guess if I could dress up like anybody, I'm going to say the Burger King.
That's amazing. I thought of this question because Comic-Con is coming up, Rose City Comic-Con, the 23rd to the 24th. Sorry, the 22nd to the 24th, and it will be amazing.
So I got to say real quick, first time I ever got that costume and I wore it into a Burger King. I wore it into the Burger King where Foster meets Pal.
Yes, yes, yes.
About 52nd Foster, Pal area. There's a Burger King right there on the corner. And I walked in. I didn't have the mask on when I walked into the store because I didn't want them to think I was trying to rob the store. But I walked in full suit with a mask in my hand, and I said, "Hey, I just got this Burger King costume, and I'm trying to wear it, trying to show it off. What do you guys think?" And the manager was like, "Put the mask on," because I wanted to establish that I wasn't crazy or there to rob them. And I put the mask on, and like all the employees came out. They wanted to get pictures with me. They loved it. And they gave me a free Whopper. True story.
Oh, that is amazing. That reminds me when I went to Comic-Con last year, people saw me in my Quackity from Las Nevadas cosplay, and so many people came up to me to take pictures as well. But hey, I didn't get a free burger. You're a lucky dog. Anyways, next question. What is your favorite kind of candy?
Chocolate. Chocolate, 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 anything.
Love that.
Milk chocolate, dark chocolate, creamy chocolate, chocolate stuffed things stuffed with chocolate. If I die from diabetes due to chocolate overdose, I will die a happy person.
I will bury you in the Willy Wonka chocolate river in your remembrance.
My favorite cake, the cake that I ask for my birthday every year is a chocolate on chocolate with raspberry filling.
Ooh, raspberry filling is really good with dark chocolate squares. Honestly, that's just my opinion. And that's coming from someone who absolutely adores dark chocolate. What movie do you dislike and why?
Movie I don't like? Well, here's an interesting take on that question. First thing that pops into my mind is a movie that came out about 10, 15 years ago. It was a comedy movie starring Will Ferrell called Anchorman. Ever heard of Anchorman?
No, I have not, but I know a lot of people dislike Will Ferrell.
When that movie first came out, I was a little bit closer to high school age, and I loved it. I thought it was oh so funny. And it was about broadcasting, about this obnoxious, goofy dork on TV being a broadcaster. And I was in your shoes in broadcasting school, and I'm like, oh, this is the greatest thing in the whole world. I recently went back and rewatched that movie within the last year, and I can't stand it now.
Oh wow!
It's misogynistic. It's racist. It's so many things that now I look at it in a completely different lens, and I'm really not trying to dog on, you know, Anchorman or that kind of thing. But it just for me, my taste has completely changed, and I don't care for that movie anymore.
That is totally fair. My dad has watched this one movie he was telling me about that I can't remember the name of, which is probably good for copyright purposes, as if this was going to go out. Anyways, so my dad told me about this movie where these two kids got caught playing hooky, and their principal followed them around in a car and all of this stuff. And I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, now thinking about it, it was pretty crazy and weird. And I was like, oh, wow, That's pretty weird, man.
Yeah, not every movie stands the test of time, but some do. To flip that on its head, my favorite movie of all time is Spaceballs.
Oh, yes.
And that is a movie that is classic and holds well all the time, even though there are some parts of that movie that may not be up to the standards of today.
That's fair. Uncle Buck is another good one with John Candy in it. That's another all-time favorite. Last question here. I appreciate you having to deal with all of these questions for what seems to be 14 minutes. What do you have left to do on your bucket list? Yes.
I'll be honest with you, everything. I have not checked off a lot of things on my bucket list. Easy things. I want to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum in Cleveland, Ohio. I want to do some sort of announcement on some sort of stage for some sort of crowd bigger than 10,000 people, 20,000 people. I want to be the guy that, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Moda Center, Greta Van Fleet. I want to be that guy. I want to stay in this job for 30 years, long enough that I can see students like you guys go out into the world, achieve your greatness, and come back and share those things with me. In my personal, well, I don't want to get too personal, but the stereotypical get married, have a family, house, white picket fence, all that stuff. Like I said, go to Alaska, catch a big old salmon that's so big that I can't lift it up. I would love to produce, I would love to take a part and produce a song that was a hit on a radio station. I would love to do that someday. I mean, so many things.
That is very fair, yes. But I can tell you one thing I've checked off my bucket list. Majoring in a class I very much enjoy, and I do appreciate you so much, Patterson, for bringing the joy to this classroom.
You are a rock star, and as much as you appreciate what I bring, that same feeling is true of me for you.
Thank you.
And of all you rock stars sitting in the room, hanging out with us, being super quiet through this, but of course I will talk forever, long interview. It is you guys that make me want to come in early, stay late, work hard to the point of physical and mental exhaustion, because I know that it's going to pay off for you in the long run. And I know that I am not only trying to teach you guys these skills that you can use and utilize and go out into the world and be successful with, but also trying to demonstrate as a role model what I would want you as future amazing humans to be. You know, what would Jacob do? Yeah, those kinds of things. So thanks for having a great conversation. One of the best interviews I've ever had with a student. Great questions, very well thought out. And if anybody wants to know, my favorite color is green.
Oh, that is awesome. My favorite color is blue, and those colors go really good. Well, thank you. This is Jacob Patterson. My name's Rosa Guerra. And we also have Jacob Brooks in the room. Sydney, I can't remember his last name. Liz, I also can't remember his last name. And Jason was here at a time. And we very much appreciate them for being quiet. Anyways, this is Rosa once again clocking out of this interview that I probably don't need to be clocking out on. Thank you for listening. I feel the sun. I keep waiting for you to call. I'm thinking that I'm gonna need a miracle. Wasted again. I told my friends. I'm feeling like you're coming because I feel the sun. I'm waiting for. If you'd like to support the Student Hour, please consider donating to our program at kbps.am and donating to our sponsors, Portland Radio Project. Your support of PRP helps programs like the Student Hour stay on the air. For more info, go to prp.fm and click on the big red heart, KBOO Community Radio. Support KBOO online at kbu.fm and X-Ray. Support X-Ray online at x-ray.fm. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to The Student Hour, student radio for the city of Portland. The Student Hour is produced by AM 1450 KBPS broadcasting students at Benson High School. On air since 1923, KBPS is the voice of the Portland Public Schools. Thanks to our supporters, Portland Radio Project 99.1 FM KPRP LP Portland, your nonprofit community radio station online at prp.fm, and KBOO Community Radio 90.7 FM and KBOO.fm, and X-Ray KXRY 107.1 FM and 91.1 FM online at xray.fm. And thanks to our listeners like you. This concludes our show for today. Thanks for joining us. Full episodes of the Student Hour are available on our website, kbps.am. That's kbps.am.